In the late 1800s, pioneering lumberman William Duncan Connor snowshoed across northern Wisconsin looking for a place to build a sawmill. His great-grandson, Gordon R. Connor, is vice president of the company he founded, Connor Timber Associates.
William Duncan Connor brought the railroad in, transported people into Forest County, and created a community in Leona, Wisconsin.
Here in Leona, Gordon Connor says William Duncan's dream lives on at two company subsidiaries, Nicolay Hardwoods with a sawmill that employs 60 people, and WD Flooring, where more than 200 workers turn the milled timber into finished products.
We produce over 12 million board feet of hardwood lumber. Everything is done with computers and laser-guided precision. Produce the most flooring, and I believe, in the state of Wisconsin.
The timber for the mill and the factory comes from a nearby 19,000-acre forest. Steve Guthrie is the woodlands manager for Nicolay Hardwoods.
This property has been in family ownership since late 1800s, and it represents one of the most unique timber resources left in northern Wisconsin.
Unique because from the beginning, the Connors never clear-cut the land, harvesting just a few trees at a time. Guthrie says the family forest also protected the shorelines of two lakes, Lake Riley and Lake Wabakon.
These lakes are as pristine as any in the Northwoods. There's all kinds of wildlife, eagles and ducks, and this Wabakon Lake out here is one of the premier muskie fisheries in northern Wisconsin.
A 51-inch muskie hangs on the wall of Johnny's Resort, a tavern and four small cabins that are the only development on Lake Wabakon. Owner John Ashenbrenner says his father bought the property back in 1947.
My dad, if he was alive, he'd love it. Never wanted to see the lake built up like all the other lakes in northern Wisconsin. It's nice to see a lake of this size protected.
I'm walking on the frozen surface of Lake Wabakon on this cold early December afternoon. When you look across to the opposite shoreline, what's striking is what you don't see. No homes, no condominiums, and no development. Just a vast expanse of Northwoods Forest. An agreement that was signed this past year will keep it that way forever.
Everyone wants their piece of heaven in the Northwoods, and these wild lakes were at risk, and so were the forests.
Matt Dahlman is the Northern Wisconsin director for the Nature Conservancy, which got the land set aside in a deal with the Connors, the federal government, and the state of Wisconsin, which contributed $8 million from its stewardship fund.
The way the stewardship fund was used, it's access for tourism for the public. It's preserving 19,000 acres of land that'll be available for timber production for a local mill that supports about 200 jobs in the economy.
We have a $3 billion deficit right now for the state of Wisconsin. Are you worried that that stewardship fund may go on the chopping block and that money simply won't be there in the future for projects like this?
It's a concern. I think it's critically important.
Like the Nature Conservancy's Matt Dahlman, Nicolay Hardwood's Steve Guthrie also worries that a new administration might cut the stewardship fund.
It's critical that we see that funding continue through the legislature, and you know, there's always pressure to balance state budgets, and I don't think there's a better use for that money than to see these resources conserved.
Lake Wabakon, Lake Riley, and the hardwood forest have been protected. But the people we talk to worry that future conservation efforts may be endangered by current economic realities. In the Forest County community of Leona, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.